I can see you. I can hear you. Very good. Okay, thanks for joining the, let me call to order the October 16th, 2020 special meeting on the cemetery expansion. Let's begin with a moment of silence, followed by a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to
public
hands,
which it stands,
nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Roll call. Do you want to do that? Or do you want me to take it?
You're doing a good job. Keep going.
Okay. All right. Roll call. Dave Bench?
Present.
Bo Miller?
Present.
Mark Sattler? Present. All right. Special meeting topic today is the cemetery expansion. You should have all received the materials via the copier scanned email sent yesterday. Kevin has provided us with a quote from Jim Phillips. It was revised. The quote reflects an increase to a half acre pond from a quarter acre, as was included in the original Lucas County engineer plans. The reason for that is the Jim Phillips company said with a quarter acre pond that deep, with the sides that steep, they would probably cave after a couple of years and the pond would fail. So he can do expand it to a half of an acre and slope the sides at a much more gentle slope so that the pond will have a much longer life cycle. He has increased the cost from the original $22,000. He's bumped it up to $30,000 for a half-acre pond. And then he's quoted there's drainage on the west side right along the Marr property. Additional drainage tile needs to be installed. And he's quoted a rate of $2 a foot, which will probably fall somewhere between $800 and $1,000. So we're talking probably a total cost of somewhere around between $30,000 and $31,000. That's still well below the quote from the other contractor, which was $42,305. And Jim Phillips would be able to begin work almost immediately. I think they said they'd be able to start it maybe early as next week. So really our only business today is to decide whether to approve the quote from Jim Phillips, which would be $30,000 for the all of the earthwork, plus another to be determined, but somewhere between $800 and $1,000. So we can call it $31,000, not to exceed.
Call it $31,000.
Yeah.
Mark, can you put in that the trucking for the township to cemetery, that the semi, $90 and
yes. Good point. That if that would be extra trucking from township to cemetery, $90 per hour for semis, $80 per hour for tandem, $175 per hour for excavator, rolling truck. So that would be over and above that. I really have no idea how much that might be, whether we would use that, whether we wouldn't. Yeah.
That's to be seen, but at least it's right up there. That means, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Mark, one question. So it's really not $31,000 then if we're paying for trucking?
It's if
we need it.
It's, what I don't know is if we would need that, but you're right. If we need it, then it would be over and above.
Then we need to approve. I think we need to decide that today because there's only so much money in the cemetery fund to spend, and I don't want you guys revisiting this payment again. So either approve more money to spend or get a better understanding of how much we're paying in trucking.
Okay. Well, do we want to go ahead and, Dave, what do you think would that be more than $1,000 or so?
I would say, if we have to cover our butts, maybe $5,000, and that should be more than enough. I mean, probably too much, but I'd rather, so we don't have to revisit it again.
So we would authorize not to exceed $36,000. That would be the $1,000 for tiling plus $5,000 for additional trucking.
That sounds good, I guess.
Okay.
What do you think, Bob?
Yeah, no, I think that would be sufficient. I mean, $5,000 at even at at $100 an hour, that's a lot of trucking. And
yeah.
I think when I talked to Kevin, he said something about possibly stockpiling over there, so if they get time, them guys, if they ran a load a day, or two loads a day for 2 weeks before he started, they could put a lot of asphalt grindings over there.
Well, we could pull the county in possibly too for something like this simple.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So then is there a motion to approve the Jim Phillips excavating proposal with a not to exceed amount of $36,000.
Before the motion, sorry, I want to say one thing, if that's okay, Mark. Okay. Just so we're all aware, because it's important for me, this would leave us, if we spend the $36,000, our cemetery fund at last meeting had $48,169.62 total. And that's obviously not any new money for next year. And so I just want everybody to be aware that next year's cemetery budget will be very small, like we're used to. So if we have any money that we want to spend next year on the cemetery expansion, what does that look like? Because you're not going to have that much.
Yeah, I realize that, but we have to get it done so we can get ready for burials.
Yeah, this is we knew this was going to be a staged thing, Joel. I mean,
I'm not talking about that y'all knew it. I'm telling you that next year, what are we spending money on the cemetery for this expansion?
Well, Joel, this actually gets us everything we need for the expansion. And
okay.
This is the whole project.
So next year, I'm not asking for a promise, but we don't have a lot of money. Right?
Right.
So right. I want everybody to be very clear about this, and I'm making this public because, like the roof, this was more of a planned expense in the future than other things, right, that we talked about. But next year in 2021, are we spending, outside of paying to cut the grass, applicating the lawn, headstone, foundations, the normal stuff, I just want everybody to acknowledge that we're not going to have, because we're not going to have any money for that, for anything else
right.
Next year.
I acknowledge, I can read the paperwork, yes.
Okay. Just to make everybody aware, so next year if there's something we want to do in the cemetery, we're not going to have any money for it.
Well, there will be a small amount.
Yes, that's correct. $12,000 is what we would leave us with for this year. And I have...
grass seed maybe next year, and that's about it.
So we do have some money that we're going to spend next year.
It would be small. Right now, the idea behind trying to get this done this year is then that it can settle over the winter.
No, I'm not talking about why we're doing it this year. I'm trying to make sure everybody knows that next year's cemetery fund will not have that much money in it like it does now, because
right.
We didn't spend other than the normal stuff. For this year.
Maybe $12,000 plus whatever tax proceeds come in.
Correct. Correct.
Right.
That's right.
Agreed.
That's all I want to make sure. That's very important for me.
Right. So I think this gets us the vast majority of the work for the expansion gets done here yet this year, and for a pretty good price.
Yeah. I'd say so.
Okay. All right, is there a motion to
approve the Jim Phillips excavating quote with a not to exceed amount of $36,000.
I so move.
That's Dave.
I can second it.
Bo. Roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler. Yes. Okay. That is our business for today. Is there any other comments or questions on that topic before inviting a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
And,
seconded.
Sorry, who made the motion, please?
Oh,
okay. And Dave seconded?
Yep.
Roll call. Bo Miller?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Mark Sattler? Yes. Meeting adjourned at 3:46. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in.